Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
How well are you performing the five critical roles that a business owner should never delegate? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving the relationship with your customers. Last week, I teased you a bit about this week's topic. While we didn't go into a lot of details on the critical roles that a business owner should never delegate, we did discuss a topic that was very related and equally as important. If you missed last week's podcast episode, be sure to go back and listen to that one. It was a game changer for me, and I know many of my clients have benefited from the idea of having an Elmer on their leadership team. Today, I want to make sure you're thinking correctly about your own job description as the business owner. Far too often, business owners who are actively involved in the day-to-day operations of a business confuse their operational responsibilities with their ownership responsibilities. And the confusion is not limited to the business owner. It often confuses everyone on the team as they try to sort out who the decision maker is for any given situation. Let me explain. You're the business owner, but you're also the lead salesperson for your construction business. If someone has an issue with scheduling or a particular subcontractor, should you get involved or allow your production manager to handle the situation? Or you're the business owner of an IT firm and you develop the software that makes your service offering unique. One of your employees regularly comes in late and is not performing their job very well. Should you get involved, or should you expect the supervisor and their manager to resolve the issue? Or here's one I hear often. You're the business owner, but one of your senior managers makes an operational decision that's not popular with many on your team. When they come to you to complain, should you share your opinion and take a position, or should you send them back to their manager for guidance? You see, oftentimes, an actively involved owner undermines the authority of their senior leaders without even knowing they're doing it. They think that since it's their business, they have the right and the responsibility to resolve any issue or conflict. But I don't think they do, unless they're also the person who's been assigned to be responsible for that particular function of the business. If you have a finance manager, then they should be responsible for making sure everyone follows the procedures outlined for submitting expenses or issuing invoices. If you have a production manager, then they should be responsible for making sure all work is performed on time with a high level of quality. If you have a sales manager, then they should be responsible for making sure everyone on the sales team follows the sales process and tracks their sales-related numbers. These are not roles or responsibilities that you, as the business owner, should take on yourself. As the business owner, you have five very specific roles that you must focus your attention on. And I believe these five specific roles should never be delegated to anyone else in your business. Let me share these five critical roles, and let's see if you agree with me on this. Critical role number one is setting the vision for the future. As the business owner, you must be able to articulate the future you hope to create with and for your business. This is not a team task or a committee activity. It must be driven by your personal desire and passion for using your business to make a difference in the lives of your team and your community. And to be clear, this is not a one-time task. As the business owner, You should be constantly adding clarity to your vision, adding color to your vision, and reminding everyone of your vision. Remember, without a vision, the people perish, meaning that the vision is as important as anything else in the business. Sure, timeliness matters, quality matters, efficiency matters, customer satisfaction matters, and team engagement matters. But all that falls flat when there's no compelling vision for everyone to rally around. That's your number one most critical assignment as the business owner. Critical role number two is setting your performance standards. Every business operates to a standard, and it's a primary role of the business owner to define the specific performance standards they expect and will demand from everyone on their team. The standards should reflect your attitude and beliefs as the business owner and should represent the level of performance necessary to generate exceptional customer loyalty. There's no right set of performance standards, just the set that reflects what kind of business you want to own. If you don't set the performance standards and expectations, everyone on your team will set their own personal performance standard. And as a result, your customers will be treated differently depending on who they work with. That's not okay. And as the business owner, you own this critical role. Critical role number three is establishing your non-negotiables, or what I would call defining your ideal culture. Every business environment has an attitude, feeling, or what is often referred to as its culture. It's your role as the business owner to clearly articulate and define the culture that you want to exist in your business. I call these non-negotiables because these behaviors should be required and expected from everyone, and those who don't conform or embrace them should not be allowed to remain on your team. I realize that may sound harsh, but unless you're willing to fall on your sword on these particular behaviors, they should not be included among your non-negotiables. If you hold firm to your non-negotiables, you'll create a culture that delivers superior results day in and day out. If, on the other hand, you're lukewarm on the behaviors you expect to see every day, you'll deal with frustration, inconsistent results, and high turnover. It's clearly a critical role that must be owned by you, the business owner. Critical role number four is setting customer engagement standards. How your business interacts with your customers is critical to setting your business apart from your toughest competition. It's your role as the business owner to define the uniqueness that your team will deliver to your customers by defining your customer engagement standards for everyone in the business. How should your team address your prospects and customers? How quickly should your team respond to a customer inquiry? How often should your team communicate with your customers? How personal do you want your team members to be with your customers? These are all critical questions that must be answered in order to establish your customer engagement standards. Done well, this one thing can set your business apart from every other competitor in your industry. And finally, critical role number five is determining your performance metrics. Knowing how to keep score is critical for your business success. Establishing the methods and measures for keeping score belongs to you as the business owner and should not be delegated. While the tracking and posting of results can and should be delegated to others on the team, you must set the rules and protocols related to measuring success. You've heard it said that what gets measured is what matters. So don't leave this to others to decide. As the business owner, you should declare what matters by defining what will be measured. And here's a caution. Don't mistake this for the financial metrics of your business. Your performance metrics should be activity metrics, not just financial metrics. Sure, you may get your monthly financial results, your profit and loss statement, your balance sheet and your cash flow forecast, but these do not show the activity that's driving these results. You need to be clear on the activity metrics that should be tracked and measured each and every week so you can be sure your team is on track to achieve the financial results you need, want, and expect. So there you have it, the five critical roles that as a business owner, you should never delegate to someone else. Setting the vision for the future, setting your performance standards, establishing your non-negotiables, setting your customer engagement standards, and determining your performance metrics. Make sure that your job description or your position agreement specifically includes these five critical roles. If you do these well, your business will perform better and you'll enjoy being the business owner even more. As always, if you have specific questions or would like to bounce around a few thoughts on this topic, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. Being a business owner has its unique benefits, but it comes with some unique responsibilities as well. Those who step up and take on these five critical roles will find themselves among an elite group of best-in-class business owners. If you need any help, just ask. Now, before we go, two quick asks. Share this podcast with your fellow business owners. I'm trying to get these free business tips to as many business owners as possible. I want every business owner to be successful, and this is my gift to you and to them. Thanks for passing this along. And lastly, please leave a review on this podcast. The more thumbs up this podcast gets, the more it will be found when someone's stuck or struggling and looking for advice. Your review can help make this happen. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss start, stop, or improve. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question or suggestion or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week. And whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.